phela mina ngiyinsizwa ngiyinsizwa.
What's going on? My name is DJ PH and this is the Shady Podcast, and I'm not alone. I got a fucking legend with me. I got two legends with me, but of course, the legend of the house. How you, boss?
I'm well, eh?
My fellow.
My fellow companion. My fellow companion.
To share the joke, I fucked up the first take. Yeah, we're starting this thing, and I said,
he completely confused us. He was like,
I was also confused.
But shout out to fellow.
Another fellow legend. And rocking guy. What's up, my dog?
What up, dog?
For the babies.
Don't call me a legend, dog.
You're a legend.
He's not a legend.
He's a legend, dog.
Iconic living.
Not even on the Rockman level. Shout out to Petu
Jay-Z. I mean, sorry, Petu.
Oh, yes.
Petu
Basquiat.
We got Smash Africa in the building. We got Smash Africa in the building, man. I want to discuss if it's worth sitting down and having the dinner or taking the, is it 500,000? What did we say?
Taking the 500,000. What would you offer, Smash? Would it
how
be
would you offer?
Take the dinner with Smash? Or?
I'm definitely taking the money. Thank you very much.
Yeah, one time.
And if you want a dinner with me, you got to pay me that 500,000. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
I think the money. I think it's one of those things. Like, is this a trick question?
Mm. No, me, I'm taking the money. Fuck the dinner.
Dog, we live in Cyril's economy.
Mm. Hey, man. 100%. I'm taking the money the hairstyle and the mouth.
Hillbro level.
Yovel level.
Yeah. Oh, so man. Smash took over at YFM from Jasid.
Yo, respect to Jassy. He still got the locks. Hey, and they're real, man.
He still got the locks. He's that one that ties the others.
Do they still push the Thursdays there?
No.
In town?
No, Reggae Nights.
Yeah, Reggae Nights is long gone, man.
Really?
Mm. Dude, you know, I think the only time I went there is with you.
Mm.
I went once with Monde, and then I went with this guy.
Wow.
Like 10 years later.
Yes.
Reggae Nights.
And also, it was because it was such an institution, man, in terms of what it represented. Like, when you think about, like, reggae parties, dancehall parties.
Sure.
And then COVID happened by a Vali baseline.
Oh. By Vali, yeah.
Remember? Yes. And that's how it never came back.
Yes.
And obviously, they try to do, like, the African sound system pop-ups, but it was never the same.
Nah,
man.
That place, like, it was like a guaranteed stab. And it was always packed. Eh?
Every Thursday.
Dude, these niggas were doing like 2,000 people.
It was church, bro.
Yeah.
Mm. Before Mboro, it was Mboro.
That's wild. And remember, for the entire time that it was running, Chasid had the same dreadlock.
Yeah.
Like, that's common.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So who was the other guy?
Admiral Andy.
Yes.
The Admiral.
Well, I know those guys I wasn't even in Joburg at the time, but they were heavy on YFM.
Mm.
Yeah.
They were heavy on YFM.
Even their show
was
ran
the
long,
from... Yeah, that was the longest running show.
YFM's inception.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, yeah. Till well after we left.
Same.
Yeah. I think it ended Boma 2021.
Yeah.
I know, like, enough.
My man, 20 years.
Reggae is 20 dead now.
No 23, 24 years. Hmm.
24 years. No yes.
Longer radio. Well, there's a new jazz seed in the house.
Shout Rasta.
Short boy.
Rasta.
Rasta Africa.
Let it burn. Where my lighter? Give me a lighter. Let me burn this place now.
Boom.
That time I don't even smoke that shit.
You need to start a party there in Yeovil, dog. Let's get it.
But yeah, 420 is on the way, actually. Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that.
We got a dope show lined up. Crazy shit has been happening in the world. And we're obviously going to check your take. But
We really want your take on the current economic climate. And
I love it. Because I know absolutely nothing. But I can tell you what's happening with the cash pot in Big Brother Mzansi house.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, talk to us. What is the cash pot?
So we started.
I don't know
it's
what's
okay.
happening on
Twitter. And that's why I'm here. Because
yes,
I knew I am dealing with two delinquents who never seen the show.
No, I used to watch.
Look,
brother.
I get booked to play this. So
I used to like, remember the first season? I was in school. When
that
was
many moons.
Solid moons ago.
When tear gas was still a real thing.
Ferdy, the guy that he took a shit in the yard.
Wild.
On camera.
He's right, dog. Wild. And that was back in the day.
And Bad Brad.
Yeah.
He became a celeb. He was the biggest celeb. He didn't win, But when he came out of the house, sure. Everybody just loved that dude.
And that still happens. Yes. Eh?
And we used to
take shit. To,
No. Like, as in, like, you go in the house, yeah, people take a shit, but you don't see it on camera. One. Oh. And people don't take a shit in the garden.
No,
either.
That guy took a shit in the garden.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
and he was like, fuck it, I'm shitting now. We used to, like, break time at my school was like 20 past 9 until 10 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
And shower hour, I think, was 9:30.
Mm. Wasn't that the
So we would bunk the period before break. Run to Jonathan's house, which was like 2 blocks away
around
from
the corner,
school, and watch Shower Hour.
Yeah, Shower Hour was a real thing.
Shower Hour,
I remember that was. And you know,
and
also, I just wanna just put this out, right? Because now there's a part where Big Brother will say, "Okay, hot water is available," and then the housemates know, "Okay, now this is the time to go and take a shower,
Or else."
Back in the day, that wouldn't be a real announcement. It would be like, "Okay, it's Shower Hour now," and people would literally set their alarms to watch Shower Hour, and they stopped that. Dude,
tell us about this cash thing.
So when Big Brother Mzansi season 5 started, 2 million rands was up for grabs. Okay. Like, Emona,
if for one person,
only one person can win the money.
Sure.
3 weeks ago, Big Brother Ati, that envelopes stashed somewhere in the house. You find an envelope.
Hey,
it's got a little something. Yeah. I'll take you to the boiler room. You arrive in the boiler room. Big Brother hits you with a, "Do you want to watch movies?" You're like, yeah, I love movies. 10,000 rands.
Oh,
shit. Do you want a cosmetic setup, pamper session? 10,000 rands.
But where's the money coming from?
Now, that's the catch.
They don't
if
know.
If you choose to purchase something, Big Brother told them at the top that XA, this money is coming from the cash pot.
Oh, the pot.
Oh, snap. So your 2 million now becomes 1.99.
Yeah, Ibo. Uh-huh. Now, here's what's crazy about the boiler room. Imagine you are in a little cubicle. And there's like red and sounds and the screen is doing all the other things. Now you must choose from the 6 options which ones you want because
you
miss hope.
You want to chicken.
Oh, brah, these guys get dizzy in there. They start choosing. I want to host an event with my friends in the house.
I want a Golf 1 Velocity.
That time, these guys get 2 parties a week. The Thursday night party, which is the pool party, and the Saturday night party, which
is the DJ. Now, this is a party on top of those
parties. They want a party on top of a party.
Oh, come on.
So, imali yaphela kahle.
Mganwam. Other guys said, "Hey, no, I will take a cosmetic, pamper, what, for me and my friend, 10,000. I'm like, which face cream or
is 10K? Which cuticure
And they like to me, like, remember back in the day during COVID times, when alcohol used to cost so much because it was not readily available.
Alcohol and cigarettes.
So Big Brother said, you got to think of it in that light.
Mm.
Now, last week they said a video call or a video message from family members,
50 tower.
Buy anything on this party.
That time
you've got 4 weeks left in the competition.
If that.
Why in the world?
Well, how long have you been there till this point? How long have you been there 49? For?
So it would have been, 7 weeks? You've been on the show for...
Time.
Yeah. People forget that.
Yeah.
Because remember, in Big Brother's house, there's no time. You don't know the day of the week, except when they say it's
Victory Sunday.
Fuck,
you're actually putting your life on hold for like 6 months or some shit.
And you could win 2 million rand. Yeah. Or not. But now, the cash pot is sitting...
At 1.4.
1.5!
So they spent 500K in 2 weeks.
So they had spent a total of 750,000. In 2 weeks.
Nah,
no
fuck
way.
That.
I know I blew it showed us that you can blow money.
Yeah.
No
now
way.
It's a group of I blew it.
But doesn't that dilute?
It makes it interesting.
It does make it interesting, yes. Yeah. But also now it's like, do I want to win this or should I just ball out of control?
So
and just pin the fucking ball because I'm not winning
there
anyway.
There are 2 ways of thinking about it. One way is, I know I'm definitely not going to win.
So I might as well have
fun. So I'm going to be an asshole.
Yes, and I'm going to
order a beggar for 10,000 rands. A beggar and chips. Yeah, bro. You make that thing in the house, you know?
Well, I thought it would be interesting because if I find out PH ordered a fucking burger and chips for 10,000.
Shit.
When he comes back in the house, I'm going to be like, yo, what the fuck,
Big Brother says you are not allowed to discuss.
So you don't know who's ordering what.
Keep it to yourself. So it's like a diary session. It's similar to how you nominate. You're not allowed to discuss your nominations. You're not anything you do with Big Brother.
It's between you and Big Brother.
Yeah, bro.
That's insane.
It's insane. Actually,
I've always marveled at, like, it's a wild concept, Big Brother. I'd never be able to do that. Because I feel like 7 weeks, we're charging now, and we're like, how can you buy a video call for 50 grand? But it's like, I don't know if I had to go 7 weeks without talking to my kids, my mom, my whatever. How will I feel? Who will you video call?
My brother, I went to the bush for 5 weeks.
I mean, it's normal. You are built that way. Not to give a damn.
I was there. It was me and my bros there.
Yeah.
5 weeks.
No, with just the blanket.
Yeah?
With only
blanket, samp, and that's it, boss.
Samp and a blanket.
No meat.
No meat, boss.
Just,
no,
so you are a rasta.
Yeah, you are basically a rasta there. Hey, bro.
Five weeks.
It's bad.
You're in the bush.
Well, 5 weeks is... Because I went in June, eh? Mm. So, yeah,
mid-year vibe.
Yeah, mid-year. So I went the week before school holidays and then... When school holiday, and then a week after school holidays opened.
You were back at school?
Back at school.
And you told your teacher, you ain't taught.
No.
You were back with a new member.
In fact, it was
Don't give me homework.
No, it was four and a half weeks. Some people recover longer, some people take.
Yeah,
long story short.
You did it.
You can survive.
Yeah, but you see that, you know what you're not, what you're missing there, is you're missing all the feature comforts. When you're in the Big Brother house, you're kind of still in society, but removed from society.
Yes.
I feel like when you're in the bush, you know why you're there.
Yes.
And it's a big deal.
And you also, you got to make it back.
You're still around people and all you're talking about is life outside. And you're talking about my human experience as an tonton. And if I win this money, I'm gonna. So... That burger starts becoming quite attractive if every day we eat
it. Doug, this is like, and here's sometimes like, I think about this, like it's just a high pressure situation and that's why they call it the boiler room.
Mm.
So you've been away from the people that you probably interact with on a weekly, daily basis. Now they're away from you or you are away from them and you're with a bunch of strangers. And last week they pissed you off.
Mm.
And this week you're
stuck in the house.
This week you've got two envelopes. And you left, like, let's say a 3-year-old out there with a baby mama. You are missing them.
Mm.
And then Big Brother says 50,000 rand. A call from baby mama and baby.
Yeah.
Dog.
You take it, dog.
Of course I'm going to take it, right?
Yeah. Also, it's not your money yet.
It's our money.
Yeah.
So
and fuck those niggas because I fortunate.
Yeah, bro. So
that's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. But I think it was one of the coolest things to be incorporated.
Yeah.
And then listen to this crazy situation. One of the brewers who got evicted this Sunday gets a ticket
to come back.
250,000 rand. It cost him 250K to get to the finale. So he's buying his way to the finale.
But it comes out of the pot.
And it comes from the pot.
Shit.
But now here's the twist. And nobody saw this coming. South Africa was mad at him. It's like, how can he spend 250,000 for a ticket? Who said he would win? Yeah, that's who said we don't like him anymore? They used to like him, so they decided not to vote for him, and he got evicted.
South Africans.
And
typical.
And then I'm like to him, hey, bruh. So the word from Big Brother is, you could take this ticket and rip it apart, or take this 250K.
Out of the pot.
And take it back to the pot. And he did a noble thing because he was out the house and he put it back. And that's why they have 1.5.
Oh, 1.5.
Yeah,
but when the show started, they were sitting at 1.2 something.
Yeah.
1.3, yeah. So something like 155,000 brands left in it.
Would you do Big Brother, PH?
You know me, boss.
Say the prize money is 5 bars.
Would you do it? Nah?
If I was going to get the money, sure.
Come on, guys.
No, well, you don't. It's 5 bars. No, we'll do it. Chance. But,
okay, no. I would need to factor in the amount of money I'm losing by being inside.
That's
the
why
house.
I said, that's why I didn't say two.
But, like, wait, man.
Because two.
Ah, boss.
Two again. Two, man.
I would need to factor in the amount of money I'm going to lose while inside the house.
Right. Yes.
So it needs to be worthwhile.
So my personal you are capacity. Saying you would only do it for the money. You wouldn't do it like for the experience.
Hey, fuck humans, experience. Dog. What the fuck?
Dog.
Fuck humans.
It's crazy.
I
for
also
real.
Wouldn't.
Humans will disappoint you. Why do I want to go into a house and get disappointed by more humans?
What if I go in the house and then, like, obviously I'm going to dollar one of the cherries.
Yeah.
Then it's like, I'm stuck having to dollar that one.
Hey,
if
boss.
I dollar another one, I'm just creating drama inside a house. I can't leave.
Also.
Like, what the fuck?
And you can't leave, dog.
Yeah, no.
Imagine the fans love you, so they keep voting you in.
Yeah, I want to go because
no,
you too.
You stay still. Like, no, 19. No,
come on. And she's like, but you slept with it. Then I'm turning Big Brother into Temptation Island. Hey. Send Dabugi shirt.
Por qué? Who's the guy? I was even thinking maybe we should bring back celebrity Big Brother, where we have all the celebrities from the continent.
Because
remember back in the day, we had something similar like that.
Wasn't Saul Peduga on that?
Time. Yeah, but I think he was with the normal people.
No, back then he was with the normal. I think
was no. When Saul Peduga was on Big Brother, he was with normal people.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I think they call it Big Brother All Stars or something like that.
You know, I worry about
Africa? No.
Say that again.
Was it Big Brother Africa or was it All Stars?
Big Brother Mzansi.
Yeah, I think the one with the celebrities from
it was Africa,
Africa All Stars or something like that.
Something along those lines. Yeah.
No, I'm asking about. So I actually saw Saul on Saturday night. Mm.
Are you really going to go there?
No, that's what I'm thinking. Like, that nigga was in the Big Brother house and then he clapped a wank.
Yeah, he did.
He trained for that reason. I think it's unfortunate that he got thingy. Surely there's guys who wank there.
Maybe they wank in the toilet. As long as they don't film you.
There's cameras everywhere, isn't there?
There are cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
But it has changed over the years. Because, you know, there was an entire furore. Like, how could you do this? This is not dignified. Don't show people.
I wasn't even mad at him. I'd also wank. What the fuck?
I'm saying.
I'll probably chow someone. But
For me, I understand, man. The urge hit the mans. And no one was trying to lay with the mans. I understand it. And also another thing with this season, most of the housemates came on when they did their diary videos or whatever, profile videos.
Sure.
They're like, yeah, one thing I'm not going to do, I will not chow.
Yeah.
On camera. So it's just like a generational thing. I think your generation, because you've been around for a long time, you're down to wank.
Of course.
In front of cameras. Also, you're down to
chow
in front of people.
Dog, you know how many dick pics I've sent? And then bitches will be like, I'll leak this shit. And I'm like, leak it.
Leak it away.
Send it. Put it in your WhatsApp status.
PH, you look shocked, my boy. Hasn't he sent you a dick pic? Back in the day. he used to threaten us with that shit. He's like, don't piss me off. I'll send you my dick.
My nigga.
Come BBM, man. Like, I'll ping you my dick, boy.
Can we start the show?
Smash was munching them.
Can we start the show?
Harry Bunch. And now, what's nice is like radio is not what radio is like now.
Yeah.
It was not social media radio.
Yeah.
So it was just on air.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Actually, we'll get into that. We need to start our show.
When Instagram started, there was a track of.
Wait, we'll get into it. Please roll the comments, dog. Please roll the video.
Oh, God.
Please roll the video. Hey, start our show. Hey, please.
Okay, put the comments in. Yo, that video was fire.
Don't even start.
Yo.
Yeah, bruh.
Hold up. I'm in getting money. Where the fuck you with? Turn up.
Hold up.
And God ain't pleased. Why they got cutouts at the cemetery? Whoever came up with this idea need to repent. And I promise you, if you buried here, I'm not coming to see you. I'm not walking through there. Who idea was this? Y'all should be ashamed. Get Jamarcus up. Jamarcus, why are you down? Get him up. Why is he peeking? Y'all, ain't no way. Mess around, walk through this thing that night. Them things may come to life. Granny's
even got a walking stick.
Thus said the Lord.
Hey, Jamarcus.
Jamarcus, why you there?
Bro, that shit would be scary at night.
Weird idea.
Well, what are you doing at the cemetery at night? Let's start there, first and foremost. But
if you happen to find yourself at the cemetery at night.
What the fuck am
dude,
I
even
doing?
During the day, right?
Yeah.
When I go to the cemetery, like, on a normal day, there's no one else there. Have you ever been there and you by yourself, or you are like two men? You know, it's just you.
There's
and
a few
your
things
mom,
in life I don't fuck with, which is funerals and cemeteries. Like,
really?
Hey,
I go. I'm not scared. But when you're alone there, it's fucking eerie.
Of course. Because
you walk past all the tombstones.
Yes.
And then you like, you know, you're looking, and then
what
you
time
see
is,
the chamakas.
What time is
this? Anytime, bro. It's scary because it's
2 o'clock, what time? There's 2 p.m., 2 a.m.
2 p.m. No, I'm here.
Okay, I just want to clear something. Now I'm just talking about like my culture.
Oh, okay.
So
man, we're young.
Well, well that could also be true.
The hair started to make sense.
Yeah. He's going to the cemetery to fetch something. So I'm going to put flowers.
In my culture, right?
Which is? What culture is that?
It's my culture, my family culture.
No, as in Pedi.
Dumkhosa, dog.
Okay, I'm going to have to listen to this, yes, okay?
But I don't speak it.
No, that's fine.
Fuck off, man. He's from Bloom, bro.
Yeah, but okay, let's not get into that.
Okay.
And that's cool, but I'll indulge you guys.
Sure.
So, at home,
yeah,
we only go to the cemetery at dawn.
That makes sense. Shit, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yes,
so, I've heard... as the sun is about to peep, peep, you know, because there is some light.
Yeah.
Yes.
And after about 6:30, I mean, you have no business being there.
Yes.
Because you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's at night.
It's generally, no, dawn I've is the one in the morning.
Oh, dawn, okay,
morning.
Sorry.
Dusk is the one in the evening.
I thought you said after 6:30.
No, no.
Yes.
So after 6:30 in the morning, we have no business being there. So between time of the year, you also need to factor it.
Yes. Yeah.
So in the summer, 5:30. If it's in the winter, you are better off there at 6:30.
Got you.
Because the sun...
But when you get there, you're getting there before the sun shows its face. So, gotcha, you're there when it's still dark.
Dawn.
Yeah.
So, what dawn means is there's enough natural light for you to see...
Jamarcus.
You know what I mean? So, that's like the only reason I would be...
Sure.
At the cemetery when, like, let's say... My vision is somewhat suspect based on me forgetting my spectacles at home. But
sure.
Yes.
I've got 40-40 vision, man.
Okay.
On the comments, somebody said, what in 40-40? The name of cardboard cutouts is going on here?
No, I'm fine. Who thought of that? Because that shit is weird. Like,
and it's clearly the same company.
Yes.
One person saw it and they were like, yo, let's hit these niggas up. It's Bambi cardboard, yeah, chamakas.
Chamakas.
Another one said, no, I ain't walking through there either. Zula said, God ain't pleased.
No,
I don't think God is pleased with
I just
this
think
either.
It's a cheaper version of obviously tombstones, but
yes. Someone said it's in Jamaica.
I was gonna say
yes,
I see
only
this
in
comment,
Jamaica.
Like...
I know I pass there all the time, and best believe me, the cemetery is right along the main road.
Yeah, and then someone says Jamaican people do this. Let's go to Jamaica, PH. Buy us those tickets.
I've always wanted to go to Jamaica online.
Makes it easier to find their plot. Yo, that is a real cemetery problem. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
When you get the... My man, you know how long you spend looking for the grave? You've
really?
Been to like 10... Yeah, like it's confusing. And I think all the tombstones are grey.
Someone actually asked a valid question. What about when it rains? Does it cut for it?
No.
Ambolu chamakas ulele.
Ulele man.
Ulele show boy. That's the tricky part.
They said definitely... idolatry and repent is the word. You see, I think it's also offensive to some people. Some people are saying it's a sick idea. Let the dead rest in peace. My people can do some of the dumbest unnecessary shit.
No, I just think that shit is weird.
Yeah, why?
But like, guys, how do we even like go as far as Jamaica? Isn't like West Park Cemetery just
but
here
hold on,
down
yeah.
the road?
They
don't
doing
they
that
have
now?
Like
yes,
pictures?
Of,
I mean, literally monuments,
tombstone,
yes.
Not a cardboard cutout. Actually, I've seen a statue. You know
the
famous strip?
The row, yes.
Yes,
even
it's where like...
Keenan and them are.
Yes, Keenan is there. The late... what about? Vuyo.
Musician, yes.
From The Breakfast Show, man.
Vuyo
Mbuli. Vuyo Mbuli. Those ops. You know
Let's
what I'm saying?
Let's do them.
Yes, are buried there, and they've got like these grand
tombstones. Yeah, so hence I'm saying, like, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, dude, like, and don't judge me, ne? The other time I was playing golf in a mining town, I think Carltonville somewhere.
Yeah.
Dog, center golf course, ne? Bala, there's a big ass tombstone there.
Heat.
I think, yeah. And I was like, some mining magnate at the time or
what?
Some.
Yeah, probably the Oku like built the course.
On the course.
So, and on the course, and it's like a proper like
Voortrekker
monument type of,
yes.
It's his grave and they've made it a thing. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's normal for human beings to do that. But Gadi cardboard.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
or Gadi cut out.
Gadi
craft. You know what colored people do, right? And Indian people, they love this stuff. Is like, especially Indians. Sorry, coloreds, it's not you guys as much. They have this thing where if the person dies, right? Everybody that's in the funeral procession gets like an A4 page with their face and like, you know, artwork made on paint. And then everyone puts it on their windows of their cars.
So that you follow the procession.
Oh,
so it's like,
identification,
you know, RIP, John
yeah.
Black,
sure.
Bona boy, you understand, type of thing.
Not John
Rest
Black.
Easy. Then it'll be like a picture of him with his car. like a Taz with like serious rims and sound. And then they keep that shit on the car for like a week. So no. You'll be going into a mall and then it's like chamaka.
That's weird.
We had a guy when I was at Kakasi, he came for an interview there, you know?
With that stuff.
No, I didn't know he had the stuff yet. So when he was walking out of the building, we were standing outside smoking. Mm-hmm. So the brew was like, hey, what else? What kind, man? Laka, nice to meet you. I came for interview. This way, that way. I was like, hey, no, Laka, mom, no problem. Do you have a lighter there? He's like, I got it in the cab. And then we walked to his car. And then it's like a Corolla twin cam. And then it's got like R.I.P. Kersigan. Gone but not forgotten. You know what I'm saying? Then when he's giving me the lighter,
I'm like, yo, what kind?
Like, I have to say something like, sorry for your last month. He tuned, yeah, I'm a lighty, bro. Hey. I finished that old cigarette now talking about the A4 paper because obviously.
Shame, man.
Anyways. Sorry, Kersigan. Hey, rest in peace, bro.
Shout out, Kersigan.
I think he made up that name.
No.
I'm quite sure.
No. That's a typical name. That's a typical name.
It was something like that, man. It was like Desigan or Sagren or what.
It's been an interesting week. It's been quite an interesting week. But I think the one thing which I want to get out, and I want to get your guys' views. Personally, I think the kids, there was those desks, those portable desks that you can bring on your back.
That you can carry and then unfold.
I thought it was a very privileged like point of commentary where people were like, McDonald's, we have an issue with McDonald's doing it. I was like, I get the marketing plot and the kids are going to want, but if the kids don't have fucking desks.
You know what? My
give them,
thing,
give them the fucking desks.
Did you see those desks?
I saw that thing, but I just want to hear what.
No, so
please play it.
I want to hear your point of contention because you
they don't have fucking desks. That's my point of contention. Someone has provided them with desks,
so we must relax.
Relax.
You're saying some desk is better than no desk?
Yes, that's what you're saying.
Okay. And I think Hollywood Bets, and I get where people are coming from to say, "Hey, you're going to program these kids' minds." Their point of reference, you know, is McDonald's and whatnot. I could start questioning the things that you do at home and the things that your children see at home in terms of, you know, being programmed, your minds, the things that Pip on Peppa Pig or anything that's on the laptop, anything that you're listening to on the radio or the television or you're watching on the television, the things that you're saying, you're already programming your kids. Mm. Now you're so obsessed, wild up about... Mm. Branding, you got McDonald's.
Yeah, I just want to say from the jump, bro, if they have discovered that we have an issue of stationery in terms of not the ones, the stationery that the kids use, desks, boards, things, and a company comes and supplies us with those things.
Sure.
Yes.
And conditions of supplying us is getting their brand name on it. That's great. You know why I say that's great? It says, yes, we understand that these multinationals have to do CSI projects.
CSI, yeah.
And most of them, right, that's not their core business. Mm. They don't have to do that.
Sure.
But the fact that they are doing that, it's something good. And let's say from that school, a Professor X comes
from them. Mm. Yes. From
they will say, dude, I remember going to school day one. There was no desk. And these desks arrived. And education has always been my way out.
Sure.
And I will never forget that desk. Do you know what I mean? Because it held me down from grade one all the way to grade three, whatever it is. The point that I'm making here is the impact of those desks. You guys are obsessing with the marketing thing. Mm. Yet you're not looking at what it's making in that specific school, bro.
And to those specific kids, yes.
To those specific kids.
The people who made the noise was COPE. Remember COPE?
Yes.
It's Congress of the People. So I don't know where the fuck they came from. But COPE was sort of like joining the noise that was being made. True. And I think oftentimes, like you say, people attack the thing and they don't think about, what about that kid that's sitting at that desk? Sure. Me, when I first saw it, I thought it was a bit impractical. The fold up, whatever. All your shit is in there. It's heavy. It's cumbersome. And you're looking at rural schools in the Eastern Cape where you've got to literally cross to get to school. You've got to cross a river in a drum. Like, bro, this thing is not, it's not like the airport where you can just drag your bag. This is difficult. the terrain, the territory, where the school is located, where the kids live. Mm. Some of them are walking 5-10 km to school.
Or more.
Right? Mm. Carrying a fucking desk that's weighing 10-15 kilos.
But they cleared it, though. They said, no, the kids shouldn't take those desks home.
Home. True.
And that was the misconception that was created.
Oh, okay,
you're like,
is that they weren't...
The misconception is like, if you leave these desks here, they're going to what? Steal them. And these kids won't have desks anymore. They're like, nah, bro. We know how many kids are in this class.
Sure. Yeah.
So we've allocated a number of these desks.
A specific
so
number.
They don't have to take these desks back and forth.
Yes.
And but people choose to talk people about what they want to talk about.
Listen to what they
and it's
want.
It's yeah. What I don't like about it is that at an age where volunteering or goodwill is not appreciated or being put out in a good light, come on, bro.
Where it's attacked first. To be honest, like that, you know that not brainwashing, what did you call it? Like the indoctrination.
Sure.
Into these kids with McDonald's. Bro, to be honest with you, if the school is a rural school in Eastern Cape, those lighties don't have access to McDonald's. They don't even know what the fuck McDonald's is, let's be frank. Mm-hmm. However, they're planting the seed where like 12, 14 years from now, those kids will grow up, they'll go to the big city and they'll be like,
without mentioning brands, brands have played a pivotal part in like our sporting superheroes. Sure. Guys who have gone to win World Cups.
Sure.
Guys who have gone to represent South Africa in the Olympics.
I saw a tweet
and
like that.
We don't have to.
The Adidas Predator.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This guy, the guy who's designed the new Predator or whatever, he was like, shout out, this is my collab with Adidas. Who was your favorite Predator player? Immediately I was like, Beckham.
Boom.
Sure. It's the first name that came to mind.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? Because brands have, they've embedded that in our...
I saw a post
about Nescafe. A coffee post. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. They said in Japan, when they pulled up in Japan, they were like, yo, we want to get into this market like and sell coffee. And they were like, forget about it. It's not going to work. What you need to do is you need to design a Nescafe flavor chocolate, right? And then the kids that are eating chocolate now that are 5 years old are going to grow up liking that flavor of chocolate.
Sure.
And in 15 years,
future
when
market.
They're adults, you enter.
Sure.
Future market.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that was it. They invested money for like 15 years before they sold a single cup of coffee. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, same way, this McDonald's thing can benefit McDonald's.
The return on investment.
Yes.
Guys, it's like, let's celebrate people who are making a difference.
Sure.
Let's celebrate the fact that we're coming up with solutions. Bruh, back in the day when we were at YFM, there were stories about schools being burnt in Limpopo. Because people just wanted to burn shit.
Mm.
So now the kids can't go to school. There are no textbooks to teach the kids from.
They're
now
the biggest losers.
Imagine, like, let's say a building company says, we're going to build schools. And then people are like, you are building
it's white
what?
Monopoly capital.
Shacks.
Mm. Sure.
Do you understand? Like, does not make sense, man. So I'm just saying, relax on.
Would you be comfortable if the desks were branded Durex?
Well, considering the rate of a lot of things in this country, I actually wouldn't mind.
I don't think Department of Education would allow that.
Well,
they didn't have a
Japan did the coffee thing. Might as well.
No, hold on. Remember Choice when they
Choice?
Was it the Choice condom? No, which ones were the ones when we were in school, the blue and yellow ones?
Get choice. When we were in school, remember the Love Life games?
Yes, and there was a Love Life
campaign. We were teenagers, yeah. Love Life games was about...
Hey, them niggas need to bring Soul City back, bro, because at the rate at which people are fucking...
And now America cut our AIDS funding. Like, yo, you better get educated first.
No, so cool. but for real, dog. Like, sex education, I don't think is
it's not
at an all-time
prominent,
high in this country.
We had sex education lessons with our... Was she our guidance counseling teacher? I remember. And
was it
was all
PE?
Very...
Was it PE?
No, his
no, no,
era
no, no.
was like, guidance.
Oh. Mm.
Yours was L.O.
standard. Yours was
great.
No.
Right?
That wasn't standard.
And we had those all those chats.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And
sure.
Obviously we were introduced to say, this is a condom, whatever. And I took part in the Love Life games. Because it was a sporting event.
Yes.
But obviously... Love Life was doing it so that they could enter the chat to say, hey, be sexually responsible, teenage
100%.
Pregnancy, all of these things we were trying to I don't see programs like that. You're right. That's Soul City needs to come. Soul City was literally a show
Soul
all about
City
that.
And Soul Buddies. Dude, they need to bring that
and
shit
remember,
back, bro.
Soul City was also, I think, a Department of Health.
Yes.
Thing that was actually curating content for young adults, and then it went to Soul Buddies, for teenagers. For and essentially, at the time, you must understand, the plight of HIV had Africa.
Yeah, it was at the height.
Like, literally, bro, by the chokehold.
It was in the days where, like, people thought Mom Lillian Dube was really a nurse. They'd stop her in spa and they'd be like, hey, I'm checking.
Didn't they think she was Sister Bettina?
She was Sister Bettina.
Yes, but I'm just saying, in real life yeah, they thought she was Sister Bettina. Yeah.
But now, Mom Lillian Dube is Ashu Paul.
No, man, isn't it?
Shout out. No, I love. I got to work with my
clients.
Is it
same thing? Insurance. Eh? It was Desmond Dube. The point is, these things always follow. These things always follow you. She taught us about, you know, sexual health, getting tested, and now she's telling you, ensure your fucking ass.
Yeah, because you didn't listen to me the first time.
Gaten is not going to come save you.
Bro, I gym at the same gym as Connie Ferguson. Né?
The celebrity gym. Yeah. You gym at a celebrity gym, dog. So, I've been waiting to meet a dude who gyms at the celebrity gym. Dog, when you guys left.
Wait, dog. So, like, her trainer, I know her trainer, like, I'm cool with the bra. And they were asking me about something. Yeah? Mm. And I almost said, like, Siskara. I almost said Siskara.
Siskara,
No, I see it all the time, though. I see it all the time. But I'm just like, you know.
That's an asshole move, though.
No.
Yo, man, I'm
speaking on what you guys just said now about, like, Lillian Dube and whatnot, and Ashu Paul and
she's Garabo, dog.
Yeah, let's I was just like in my head, I was like,
Connie,
you know, obviously it's Connie Ferguson, but I was like, yo, I almost said Garabo.
Yeah,
you know?
Sidebar, she's a fucking MILF.
Oh my god,
dude,
look, and we go to the same gym. I'm so on it, and I know
Auntie's
the internet. Yo, she flies,
backing dog,
fly. Yeah. Yo,
I used to go to the same gym,
too. And then you stop being a celeb.
One time.
No, man, it's...
But for a sec, I rocks. Ha!
Oh, shit. Can I ask you?
Yeah, like, speak
so
to
So this celebrity gym of yours, like when you land in the parking lot, what cars are we talking about?
Hey, it's heavily contested.
Hey, there is some serious... Never mind the celebrities, dog. There's gym members at that gym.
Leave the celebrities. There's real members there.
Members.
I don't say half of the gym, but there's a lot of guys who have security.
Mm. I knew it. Call out my bodyguards, they help with the bag.
Yeah. Hey, dog, there's some heavies who go there.
They even help with the training, dog.
Yeah.
Some of them
will train.
They lift the weights on your behalf.
You sit at
I don't know about that.
Fine.
I don't know about that.
There's Zimbabwean prophets that train there. They sit at the bar drinking coffee and they get like a Zimbabwean to train for them and they get muscles.
You are going to do 60 reps. Ancho, you're going to do.
You go do the sit ups. That nigga gets a six pack.
I'm telling you now.
You bet
tomorrow
Angel.
I'm going to have a six pack.
What?
No, man, it's just
how many reps must I do, Siggy?
The dope gym, but celebrities are few and far between. I've seen a few popular people there, but.
But the bums at that
gym.
Yeah! Is it?
Fine. Keep bum gym.
Keep bum gym.
But I've.
When the bum jive.
No, man. You know, I think once gym is it's part of my like everyday now.
Sure.
It's those people are normal, whether it's a hot one or not hot one, whatever. It's just like, hi, so and so. If you greet each other, if you don't, that's also fine.
Gym, bro, PH is motherfuck focused in the gym, let me tell you. Ne? This guy's burning 1,300 calories a day. Ganjan.
But he was telling me about his heart rate. Boom, 150,000.
This man did high rocks on the weekend.
He was dying.
I thought he was going to vomit on the racetrack. No, I was like, yo, Puma, boy. I was looking at his story there. I was like, hey, I'm trying to call him. I'm like, yo.
Hey, boss.
Come out. You're going to vomit in front of the people. Yeah, Puma.
Is gym as your therapy, ne? Because you don't see a psychologist.
No, I do.
Okay.
I'm a healthy brother. A healthy brother. Take care. The soul, the mind.
Mental.
Yeah, he's turned over a new leaf.
Yeah. That's why I better Kodroy.
And
also, this Kodroy was like, is another collaboration. Can't get this one.
I can't tell.
Yeah, this one is Africa Bambaataa. Kill us now, Andre. As we are bidding farewell to Black History.
It's since he went to the mountain and came back. Guy, my nigga doesn't play.
But how
was Hyrox?
Hyrox was dope, man. I love how people are getting into fitness, whether they are or aren't, you know. But I just love how a lot of black people. Let me say that. I think for white people that shit is normal. So this is another event.
Yeah, they've been doing, but now we found them.
We found them. So to see a lot of black people participating in Hyrox was dope. The sport and the kind of competition it is, it's grown in leaps and bounds. So people were confusing it with like CrossFit,
but it's not.
It's not. It's a different kind of thing. So essentially, there's a lot of running. You run for 1 kilometer, then you do a heavy exercise, then you run for another kilometer.
Then
so
you do
to each station,
burpees. What?
Yeah, so there's burpees, 120 kg sled pull. You're pulling a sled for like 100 meters.
So what people do on the farm on a daily basis, basic hard.
Sure.
It's and like practical exercise. Because the other one is the sled push.
So it's the ski erg, so you're skiing.
Skiing for the one.
Ski for 1 kilometer, then you run for 1 kilometer, then you do the sled push, then you run again another kilometer, sled pull, run another kilometer, then you do rowing, row for 1 kilometer, then you do farmer's carry, which is like you carry these
kettlebells and what.
You think it's farm, it's farm like life. 24 kgs, and you do that. So everything has a distance, ne? And then 100 war balls, ne? And then you finish. So It's crazy intense. I think I burnt 3,000 calories.
Jeez, like.
Yeah,
3,000 calories.
That's why you can't walk
today. How much would you have to eat to get 3,000 calories back?
A fuck ton.
That's like 2 days.
Yeah, that's a lot of
meals,
dog. A lot of meals.
Nah.
But yeah, shout out, man, to Hyrox. Shout out to
Matthew Stone, dog.
Shout out to Matthew Stone, man. That's my guy.
Yes. The plug.
No, Matthew
that's
is
the trainer.
He's my trainer.
Hyrox champion.
But he's one of the
ambassadors.
You even
got a Hyrox? Ah, but guys, TH is fuck gone.
Celebrity gym, celebrity trainer, celebrity.
Because me, I don't see PH as a celebrity. That's why I'm like,
he's a celebrity, this man.
Come on, bro. PH.
International.
I know, but I don't get it.
This guy went to Monaco on a boat.
Anyways.
From Val to Monaco.
From Val River.
Hey.
Come
on.
Come on. Let's see what's next. What's happening?
WhatsApp leaks. Can we closing with WhatsApp leaks?
All right, let's see what Boozy's got for us this week.
Hey, the shooter! Ele kalat lomzule kala gamnandi yong. Abanye ba fudi booking fee. Yok fagi volume. Kabanga. Hey, abo PH. Show ba fetu. Who's it? Ubuilo Boozy. The cook for yet another hot leak. Isolate it. A guy secretly sets up his close friends with two girls. Knowing full well his friend's long-term girlfriend believes he's loyal. Quang, quang, quang. His real motive is to sabotage the relationship, as he secretly wants the girlfriend for himself. The two girls are aware of each other, but continue to see him, while the loyal girlfriend remains oblivious. The girl plays along, feeding her delusion, while enjoying the chaos he's created, all to get closer to the girl he really wants. I'm Marafid Nina Nabangan Ben. Marafid!
Hey, yeah? Fuck.
Okay, wait.
He hooked his bra up with two chicks.
Yes.
The two chicks that the bra is operating are aware that he's operating both of them.
Yes,
but he's doing it because he wants the chicks, the guy, his bra, main, his wifey. He's setting him up. So if his relationship fails, then he takes the parcel.
That's a lot of effort.
That also sounds like a reality TV show script.
No, leave that. Sounds like every day. I've seen this before.
What, would you go direct?
For that. In soccer, there's a goalkeeper. The aim is to score, chief.
I would never do that. I'd never. If it's my bra, it's cherry.
Actually, that's not your bra. Like,
It's not your bra.
That's not your bra.
No,
you are not the bra.
No. As a general rule, if a cherry has a boyfriend or a husband, I'm out.
Nah.
Okay.
I also don't believe in that.
In my darker days, I was fucking people's wives. It was a mess.
In my darker days, maybe in varsity, this sounds like a story I've seen before in real life.
Yeah, no, in my days as a misogynist,
I'm joking.
But I'm since reformed. No, I don't, seriously, as a general rule, like,
stay away from if he's your bra and your real bra, stay away.
Yeah, even if you're not a real 100%. Bra, find someone else. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. It's just, it's bad karma for you.
Yeah.
And it's also like a lot of unnecessary drama. It's not like, guys, let me tell you, I've fucking operated every derivative of entering.
You said a lot.
Yeah. I've said a lot. And I can tell you, like, 9 times out of 10, it's cool in your head because of porn movies, but it's not actually practically applied. Shit is a waste of time.
And a waste of money.
So effort.
This is, you have to lie and hide.
This is what happens when you grow up. Prime example. So what Warwick Stock is saying is it's not grown up to act like that.
No, it's very childish.
Yeah. And we are proud of you, man.
Thank you. Well, you've come a long way.
Eh?
This was after a fucking lot of vaginal conquest. This is after sailing the seven seas and taking over, dog. This is like colonization of vaginas.
Of vaginas.
Yeah. Then in the end, you give it back. You're like, hey, you blacks, take your country back. Hey, I've pillaged everything out of the fucking thing, but you can have it now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want the land, but I've got the power.
Ah, it's no problem. I was watching, you know, recently Jude Bellingham had a big scandal, right? Because he's like, Jude Bellingham is a hunk, he's such a good guy, blah, blah, blah.
Everyone is throwing himself at him.
And then he's operating this fucking some run-through whore bag. And the internet is the type of place that doesn't forget when you are a run-through whore bag.
Sure.
So he debuts the thing at a soccer match.
Oh,
he's
damn.
Fucking Jude Bellingham. All eyes on him and whatever thing is moving with him.
Sure.
Bro, and people are like, Aibo. This is that thing of that NFL player. This is that thing of Mang Mang. This is that thing of Span Ban, Michael B. Jordan. Mm. This one from basketball, NBA. Then they counted and they like did like this whole
chart,
bro. Like 48 niggas that this chick was dating. And she's like,
young.
Boom, 24 or something.
Yeah, she was super young as well.
I just want to say, don't
charge it to the game. Don't get too attached to the vagina. But at the same time, don't attack other people's. Yeah, there's plenty.
I just think we need to charge the penis. It's about that time that we charge the penis. The penis, like Warwick's penis, that has been through many vaginas and, as he had said, colonized it. We must make it very clear he is a colonizer. And we must make sure that everybody knows that he's a rundown penis that has colonized.
No, I'm not rundown.
That cannot
stand
anymore.
Nigga, I have run up. Let me tell you something.
Fuck. In 2020. No, here's my point.
I've colonized, but I'm paying reparations now.
Yeah, because they can't get up.
Nobody wants to marry me. No.
Like my chat, because, and this is, I'm not even playing devil's
advocate. See, this thing is a different color. It gets up, dog. Okay, I'm only PPA in cars.
So, I'm fine. When I'm here, why are you quiet laughing there in the corner?
Because he's also got a cabby dick.
So my chat.
This is why you have one child. You waste vagina. You're a top veg waster.
Get your point across.
No, I've made my point.
Make multiracial kids. That's what I'm doing, dog. How the fuck else are you gonna get them back for apartheid? You people are trying to get the land. I'm trying to get the lighties. It's a legacy. It's like Uganda.
So my energy towards like gender roles when it comes to your body count, right?
Yeah.
We are so harsh.
Hey, hold on. Hey. Women are boxing us nowadays, boss.
No, I'm not.
You are the option as a guy nowadays. Hold on. Yeah.
What you mean they're boxing?
Guys are
the option nowadays. You are part of a honey's roster.
It used to be
the other way around where it's just like, you've got eight honeys.
I'm saying fair game. You know what fair game is?
Really, now it's like a Campbell, it could be me, Wallace,
and Katie. Hollering at one, and not even hollering, we're being operated by one honey.
And I think it's happening.
But it depends, again, it depends on whether the vagina, like, how into it are you? Is it like, you know, future planning baby vagina, or is it recreational vagina? Because if it's recreational vagina, oh, it's my child. Nobody goes to Gold Reef and says, I'm not going on this ride. You jump on, you ride the shit, dog. The minus, what? Minus revenge.
So the chat where I was going with this,
Yes.
Yes, Three Oaks, could be played by one hand.
Not could be, it's happening.
Okay. Yes. Three oaks are being played by one
it's
hand.
It's happening in our right? community.
Right?
Yeah.
And then one oak is playing three hands, right?
Sure.
But I'm just saying the same energy we use when we hear about
the hand the playing hand, the oaks.
We must try and like because it's also like a mental thing that you need you just need to switch
when
it
when our kulanga equality in fun.
Equality. Yeah. There is no such thing as equality.
See it all.
I will never teach a child that equality is a real thing because it's not.
Listen, and in my personal life experience, yeah. Okay, and this is just facts. I know, like I said, I'm a well-known misogynist unintentionally. But at the end of the day, the way that the community, the way that the market dictates, okay? And the way that the market deals with a guy with a high body count that's smashing three hands at once is the market wants more of him because that guy keeps racking up numbers, okay? Mm. And doesn't get any less popular, right? Mm. Even when people hate on him,
it
that
hasn't,
guy is
yeah.
hitting, is hitting, is hitting. When a chick is doing the same thing, the market unfortunately starts judging her harshly. So it's really, you can play that game and you can say, I'm for equality and I'm going to also do my own thing.
The
solution,
market is the market.
There was one of these speakers in America, the way he phrased it is he said like...
Lock and key.
No. He said that when women realized that men were pigs, because it's fucked up. Like I said, don't fuck people's girlfriends, don't fuck people's wives, don't try not to be sexually promiscuous. US AID is cut. You'll die. So, okay, Trump is dealing with you niggas. Behave now. Yeah, the Nkabis must go back to the mountain and stay there. When he phrased it as, when feminists decided that, you know what, men are pigs, instead of trying to teach men, because remember, women hold the pussy, dog. The vagina dictates. The market dictates. You control sexual access. If you don't let a nigga chow, he can't chow. You understand? Mm. Obviously, barring extenuating circumstances. But I mean, if you are seeing a guy or dating a guy and he really likes you, if he really likes you and he's really into you, he will wait. Mm. If he doesn't want to wait, find another guy. Literally, that's the call you need to make. But their solution was, well, men are pigs. Let's also be pigs. Let's fuck whoever we want. Let's fuck it. And it's not, society doesn't judge it the same because the lock and key example. Mm. And unfortunately, now with the gift of hindsight and because I'm older and because
and
I've read through.
Was going
no,
with
but
this.
It's because I've had my fun. I can't tell a 22-year-old who's handsome and he's racking up honeys. No, pause what you're doing. You understand? Because it was dope. I've never done cocaine, but let me tell you something. I can't say it on the podcast. This is a family show.
You said, I'm just saying what you said.
I had a chat with an older brewer, very popular guy. This guy was driving a Ferrari in 2003, the way that he phrases it. He's like, I had a Ferrari in 2003, my boots. I was 22 years old. I had my own company. And he's like, the things that I did, both Dan Bilzerian and them, like, they don't compare. I was having fun. I was flying to Vegas and having a weekend where we were fucking doing shit that you see in movies. And he's like, by the time I came back and I found my hand and got married to my wife, these small things that excite niggas don't excite me.
At all.
Yeah. You understand? Mm. The extremes that I would have to go to outdo the last performance,
sure.
it's not worth it for me.
Yep.
I'm with my wife and I'm done. But I'm glad I did those extremes because now I'm cool to chill. I'm also cool to chill, but I can't, like I say, there'll be a 22 or 24-year-old that's listening that's on some, I need to get out there and turn my dick into Nkabi. Because at the time, when I was 24, mine was the same color as my thighs. Not anymore. You understand? You got to send that man out to the mountain.
And
he's got to come back.
This is a family show. You know, that visual representation that you just hit there, I want to fuck off now, bro.
When BH came down from the mountain, the numbers started racking up. He was like, have you seen my new inky?
Listen, guys, we could talk forever
about our penis.
Brother Smash, shout out. But I think we need to give this person advice. Sorry, we need to give this person advice. Brother, there's
You're a puss, my man.
Don't do that. It'll come back to you 100 times fold. Don't do it. But if you are going to do it, just go direct.
And tell your brother, stop chowing two cherries at the same time yeah. and his hand. USAID is cut. Elon and Trump are not sending anything. Uzokula.
Yeah. Step up, condomize.
Don't take it easy. And if it's easy, take it off.
But that's about it.
It's the first time I've said that. I've really turned over a new leaf.
Don't take it easy.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, bruh?